do each week, we want to thank our hosts, Devil Radio 92.7 in the Madison area and in the Waukesha, Milwaukee area, WAUK 540 AM and the Shaw 101.1 FM. You can use their Devil Radio app to listen to our show on demand anytime.
And you can find my daily work over at UpNorthNewsWI.com or search UpNorthNewsWI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can catch our new Up North News Daily updates here on the radio, 7:30 weekday mornings, 5:30 in the evenings, and then scattered throughout the day as well.
So, man, I'm an emotional guy. I'm not gonna lie. The last couple segments just made me pine for a time that is not now, that we could all work together and work and be arm in arm and, you know, and Republican or Democrat and do good for the world. I picked that song because it's like the most country, seemingly Republican song you could possibly find when you're talking about rural, you're talking about hanging the flag, you're talking about country and country, America, that song is American and rural and awesome. And I wish we could all put country over party or Wisconsin over party. And I can't wait to get to that place. And that's why I wanted to end with this. Guys, give me an example of the time that you chose Wisconsin over party or America over party in your professional political lives. Pat, you go first.
Well, the first thing that came to mind, and I'm sure there's other examples, but and this one isn't as uniquely partisan, but for those folks that remember, my first year in the legislature, 2007, was the year of the smoking ban debate. And Democrats had just taken control of both houses and had the governorship. Everybody thought it would be a slam dunk to, you know, rush a ban through that would take effect in, say, you know, 90 days or 30 days, something like that. And a lot of people in my caucus were really shocked and very angry at me when I basically pulled the emergency brake and said, slow this thing down, because I'm hearing from, you know, bar owners and restaurant owners in my district that are absolutely petrified and they need a longer window in case they want to sell the business or whatnot. Well, I mean, one group in favor of the smoking ban that, you know, favored my election, ran ads against me, you know, to say, tell Pat Kreitlow, we need a smoking ban right now. Well, that's not the way it worked. We ended up with, I think, 18 months or something to phase it in. It's still fine. You no longer have to throw your clothes in the washing machine as soon as you come back from a bar. And we didn't jam it down people's throats. So it's not the best, most partisan example, but that was definitely one where I took a lot of heat from my party for sticking up for my district.
Sarah, yeah. Tell us your story.
So in the spirit of Senator Schultz and sort of listening to understand, I've got an example there that actually hits close to home with my husband. So, you know, as a little kid, I asked, you know, what's abortion all about? And my grandmother said, you know, government doesn't have a right to tell you what to do with your body. Okay, fine. End of story. And, you know, my babies were babies at the moment I saw the pregnancy test. But I always thought, if you don't like abortions, don't get an abortion. So my husband says, that's like saying to someone, if you don't like murder, just don't commit murder. Of course, we're going to have crimes on the book for murder. And it really sort of took me back of, okay, and understanding this perspective and really sort of understanding how you can value life but still protect bodily autonomy, and, you know, understanding that banning abortion doesn't end abortion, it just ends safe abortions and women will die. And so kind of working on bridging that gap between the two narratives and the two poles and just getting us back to some sanity where most of America is, ironically enough.
And obviously my story is, we just brought Ty Cornelius on the show. And I've mentioned it a few times. It was really a hard decision for me to make. I think I made the right decision for Wisconsin, not the right decision necessarily for the Democratic Party.
But again, it's the kind of thing everybody has to do at one point or another. Any of us who have had a conversation at a supper club with friends have, you know, we've been challenged to think differently about something because we're hearing it from somebody we care about. And it's those conversations that are going to, as Dale said, get us back together. And so let's have more of that. So with that, it's time for us to go. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Kirk. Thanks to our guests, Dr. Kristen Lierley, Ty Cornelius, former State Senator Dale Schultz. We'll see you next week. Won't you let me die?